A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to the Women's Round Table. I'm Marvelous Mfana Nyahuye this Thursday, February the 17th, 2022. Where on the program tonight, we will be speaking about some of the issues facing women as the COVID pandemic continues, and we'll also be taking a look at what's happening in politics and all around the world. I'm Marvelous in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga. Yes, Marv will be touching on the also on the by-elections, the preparations for the by-elections, and what women are doing this time.
Yes, and as what Star has just said, the big news in Zimbabwe at the moment are the by-elections. But let's take a look at what is happening throughout the world regarding some other issues that women are facing.
Fatima, who does not want her real name used, is a rape victim. She's also wearing a mask to protect her identity. Fatima was on her way home from evening prayer in April 2020 when she was assaulted by two armed men.
They had a gun to my head and a knife to my throat as they took me into the building. They raped me and they kept taking turns while they were stabbing me during the act.
At first, she was too afraid to report the incident to the authorities. Her rapists threatened to kill her if she told anyone. But like many residents in Jos Plateau State, Nigeria, every Thursday evening, she listens to a radio show where victims of gender-based violence talk about their ordeals. Fatima eventually broke the silence.
Case has been in court and it's been dragging. I need your help to be able to push through with the case. I want justice.
Nanjina Dank is the host of Silent Voices, a show on the local JFM radio station. Nadang says the program reaches 100,000 listeners every week.
When they are telling me their problem, they feel like this is a safe space. Sometimes I go emotional on the show. There are times I go blank because when you hear some cases, you wonder if we have normal human beings again on Earth, because some people behave like monsters and it's really disturbing.
To help victims get justice, Nadang works with the International Federation of Women Lawyers, or FIDE. The nonprofit offers free legal representation to victims who report cases on the radio show. But FIDE's representative in Plateau State says getting justice for victims is not easy.
So much bottlenecks. So somehow we encounter some delays. But, you know, our presence also gives us a lot of breakthrough. You know, there are cases that ordinary people would report to the police and they are not being given the necessary attention. But the moment they call on FIDE for FIDE's intervention, the moment we appear, the police will hasten the process.
While Fatima's rapists have yet to be convicted, FIDE will be monitoring the case. Meanwhile, the radio program will continue to help the victims of gender-based violence.
Share your story with me via Silent Voices with Nanji at gmail.com and tell me whatever sexual and gender-based violence issue or human rights violation you're facing.
Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Jos, Plateau State, Nigeria.
We are hearing there from how women in Nigeria are using radios to actually report some victims of to report about what they're facing regarding gender-based violence in Nigeria. So their report was compiled by a VOA reporter just telling us exactly what is going on. Let's take a look again at what's going on around the world.
Students in Zimbabwe are still unable to attend classes, even though that schools closed during the COVID-19 pandemic were due to reopen on February 7. That's because teachers are refusing to go back to work. The teachers currently earn less than $100 a month and want better pay. Meanwhile, students are reading on their own or heading back home, like this 16-year-old student.
My appeal is for a salary increment for teachers so that they come to work, because we aren't learning. It's like we are paying fees for nothing. It's so painful, as my parents are struggling for it when I am not learning at all.
The pay dispute goes back to October 2018 when the government stopped paying teachers in US dollars, switching to the reintroduced Zimbabwean dollar. The new currency has steadily lost value, effectively reducing the teachers' wages. Obed Masaraure, the president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, says the instructors want their old salary restored and says the offer of a 20% raise amounts to almost nothing.
We asked for the restoration of the value of our salaries, which were robbed from us by the government of the day. And the message is clear to the government that we need our pre-October 2018 salaries of USD 540. We know these shenanigans of adding an extra dollar to our salaries, that doesn't add up.
Government officials see the ongoing talks in a different light and are optimistic of a successful resolution.
In many ways, we already have a breakthrough. The leaders of the workers have, to a very large extent, welcomed this package, and they are only saying, let's discuss how it's going to be implemented.
The teachers and the government are expected to meet over the weekend to resume negotiations. Meanwhile, students wait to resume their studies months after the pandemic forced their schools to close. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
We are hearing there about the situation in Zimbabwe schools, and there is currently an impasse regarding the situation in schools. We've seen that some of the teachers have been asked not to come back if they do not sign the contract.
Siqale ngomfanekiso nje ukutshengisa ukuthi abesifazana baqhubeka kanjani khona le kwele Nigeria nokuthi babika kanjani izehlakalo zodlakela emapholiseni kukhanya kule nhlelo ezifakwe ukuthi zibe mqoko kanjalo siphathise abesifazana. Sabona njalo ke kukhulunywa ngodaba lwababalisi okuyilo olusegudwini kulezi insuku besithi bona bafuna ukwengezelelwa iholo. Sibonile ukuthi uhulumende ke wathi uyabaxotsha kodwa umthethwandaba wakumisa. Wabhala njalo futhi uhulumende wathi labo abangayiyo esikolo mbabafika bengafundisi labo kumele-ke beziphathe njengokuthi sebetshiyile umsebenzi, kodwa labo bathi bakuphikisa lokho. Njalo uhulumende kakukhuphe lokho, kasimise leso sinqumo. Bamnika kokuthiwa ngesiNgisi ultimatum i-Public Service Commission. Yizo-ke ezinye zendaba lezo esiyabe sizicubungula lapha. Sikhangela njalo le mkhankaso eqhutshwa ngabesifazana emningi esingathi yama-by elections. Sikhangelele ukuthi kube nonkosikazi Cora Ndebele lapha ozabuya abe lathi kuhlelo, kodwa sisamelele ukuthi abuye whilst we are still waiting for her to join us live. Asizweni-ke umkhankaso wakhe awuqhubayo othi be a registered voter campaign.
Kundawana zonke elikuso, I'm here to introduce a be registered voter campaign. Not to habare non-voters ezindlini zethu. Zero tolerance to non-registered citizens in our homes. Kuqala ngomngako, abantwana, your mate, amalodge, all of them should appear on the voters' roll. Umntwana wonke who is 18 years and above should register and appear on the voters' roll. Let's enforce this, woman. If not, our constituencies are in Matabeleland, they will be reduced. This will mean ukuthi sizaba le few representatives in parliament. And the national cake is shaped according to the constituencies. Lokhu kusho ukubana you will get a small slice of cake in the national cake simply because our constituencies were reduced ngokuba singa-appear in the voters' roll. Obaba, they should go and register. Abantwana, they should go and register. Let's push this woman. Umntwana ongaregistanga ungamphakeli. No place for umntwana who doesn't appear on the register or on the voters roll, and if he or she is 18 years and above, till she or he proves ngokubonisa islip esibonisa ukubana ukhona voters roll, usekhona ku voters roll. Ubaba wendlini ingubo kazitholi aze abonise ukubana is registered voter and appear on the voters roll. I-delimitation iyasingenela njengama-7 ngenxa yokuthi njengabomama you are harboring non-responsible citizen who don't appear on the voters roll. Ilotsha ulinika inotice nxa lingekho ku-voters roll lingakho registered. Or liye register simple, li appear on the voters roll. Awubone se and prove to you ukuthi is registered and appear on the voters roll. Let's push this campaign, womama. Imathebeleland nxa irejiswa ama-constituencies kuzenza ukubana ama-communities ethu abuyele emuva kwezomnotho nakwezinye izinto eziningi. In short, i-lifestyle wethu will be reduced simple because thina njengabomama who are harboring non-responsible citizens in our homes. Let's make sure that everyone osezindlini zethu, umalume, ugogo, umntwana, umza wakho, wonke should appear on the voters roll. Let's push this campaign and let's share this video and make sure that everyone within our cycles.
Yebo ke lo nkosikazi Cora Ndebele olwela ilungelo loluntu umhlali wakobulawayo, a very powerful message there, Marvelous, where she's encouraging she has a voter registration campaign where she's encouraging the women to make sure everyone in their households is registered. If the husband is not registered, she's saying withdraw conjugal rights, but she's saying those are the extreme measures if all fails. If your tenant is not registered, give her notice that no, you vacate this home unless you bring your slip. She says if your sons, they are always loitering around because they are not employed and they are not registered, don't dish out the food for them and your daughters until they bring the slip that they have registered. And she's saying that, why? Because they have to be responsible citizens. There's most constituencies in Bulawayo, Matabeleland are in danger of delimitation. So the moment they reduce those, that means reduced lifestyle for citizens. So saying, why are you contributing to being an irresponsible citizen? Just go and vote so that all our lives will be better. Your life, you are affecting my life by not registering to vote. That's her message to me.
Aiwa, apo, tukunzwa isu kuva, kune mnyari kani wedu vangavari kutawara iwo, kumisoro kukosha kwa kaita kunyoresa kuvota. Nasi pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai, nemiswe china kutai tukutarisa ajumishu wakati one day. Sange tukutarisa ajumishu itika mujiporo, tichanisa zvakare nyaya yemabai elections kana nyaya yekukosha kwakaita kuti nyaya madzimai vawanike ivo vachinyoresa kuvhota. Saka tichange tiine vamwe vanyarikani vedu vachange vari pano vachitaura nesu vachitiudzawo pfungwa dzavo panyaya yekunyoresa kuvhota uku uyezve nyaya yemabai elections. Tinoona kuti mapato akasiyana-siyana takavaona vachiwanikwa ivo vachiita yavanga vari kuti malaunch emabai elections avachange iriko muna March 26 takaona ZANU-PF vari ivo kuEpworth uyezve mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vakawanikwa vachienda ikoko uko vakanosvikowana vachitaura nevatsigiri vavo vachivakurudzira kuti vawanikwe vachienda kunonyoresa kuvhota. Tikaona zvakare kuti pane vakawandawo vekune mamwe mapato takaona vaDouglas Monzora veMDC Alliance vachitaurawo ivo zvakare kuti vakange vawanikwa vachiloncha kampeini yavo kuHighfields yekuti vanhu vanyorese kuvhota. Uyezve tikaona kuti nemuswe svondo iwo uno bato reCCC Citizens Coalition for Zimbabwe richawanikwawo richiwanikwa richiitawo musangano wavo mukuru kugwanzira stadium uko vari kuti zvakare ivo vari kudawo kuti vanhu vanyorese kuvhota. Regai timboona zvanga zviri kuitika. Apo takaona veZANU-PF vachiwanikwa ivo vachiita musangano wavo wekunyoresa kuvhota kuEpworth.
Ha
kusapota ngatiri kunzwa nekuona vatsigiri vebato rezano PF vachiwanikwawo vachiita musangano wavo kuepwet uko vakange vari kutsvagawo rutsigiro rwemabi elections achawanikwa iwo achiuya mumwedzi unotevera asi tiri ipapo panyaya iyoyo tine zvakare vhidhiyo yevemdc alliance asi tichange tichizounza uyezve nehurukuro yatakaita navo asi tine munyarikani wedu wekutanga ari pano regai tibva tavaunza kuti timbonzwawo kuti ivo vari kuona sei zviri kuitika munyika panyaya yemabi elections uyezve panyaya yekuti madzimai vawanikewo vachipinda mumisangano iyoyi regai tione kuti vakagadzirira here halo tafadzwa halo
halo makadi henyu sis mavi
aiwa tiri wadi titsanangurirewo zita renyu uyezve kuti pana panhasi makamirira chii tinoona kuti munopfeka heti dzakawanda wanda asi taurai henyu tinzi
maita basa ini ndinonzi tafadzwa mumatinenga ndakapfeka yelo gasi kamunongoziva kuti yelo mazuva ano takangoti yelo tiri kureva dzichi inini ndinonzi tafadzwa mumatinenga ndiri the chairlady wekuno kuwashington dc branch
saka tiudzei kuti imi zvii zvamuri kuita muri kunze kwenyika kuedza kuti madzimai nevamwewo vanyatsonzwa panyaya iyoyi yemabielections nezvinhu
maita isusu tirikukurudzira munhu wese kuti anorejista kuvhota saka tirikukurudzira vana vechidiki madzimai nemadzibaba zvanga zvitaurwa ndina kuzvinzwa zvangu but tirikukurudzira kuti munhu wese akwanise kuexercisa right yake inova iyo right yedu iri muconstitution yekuti uvhote tinoti kuvhota chinhu chakanaka nekuti chinhu chinouya chinopa pundutso muzvinhu zvinoitika munyika noupenyu saka tiri kuti munhu wese ngaawanikwe achikurudzira isusu tiri kukurudzira tiri kufonera hama dzedu tiri kufonera shamwari dzedu tiri kuvabatsira tichitraya kunzwisisa kuti zvii zviri kuitika kuti zviri kunetsa kuti vanhu vasakwanise kurejista kuvhota right now tinoziva kuti zec ine zvakawanda zvakaburiswa zvine maissues ne the voters roll saka zvinhu zviri kutarisirwa izvozvo zvikunzi kuti tinzwisise so that patinoita maelections edu muna 2023 tinokwanisa kuva nemafree and fair elections
muri ipapo zvii zvamuri kunzwa kubva kune vamunotaura navo kumusha zviri kunyanyonetsa nyanya takatarisa madzimai pakuti vaende kunonyorisa kuvhota
tiri kunyanya kunetsa madzimai nevechidiki inyaya yemaids yekuti vana varikuda kuregista asi havana maids saka tiri kutanga tichikumbira kuti nyaya iyoyo iongororwe pese panenge pane registration office or place vanhu vemaid office yemaid inge ivepo kunyanya kumaruva kumamishoko vanhu zvino kuti munhu aende kunoregista kunotora id kuHarare gava zviite kuti zvive zvinhu zvinyore saka tanga tichikumbira kuti zvonichi this zviitwe looked into kuti vanhu vakwanise kuregista ndiyo nyaya iri kunyanyonetsa madzimai yekuti zvonichi kuti mwana awane id zviri kunetsa kuti muroora aone id zvinhu zviri kunetsa saka vari kuti varikuda kuti rubatsiro kuti nyaya iyo yemaid itarisirwe and madzimai ari also concerned nenyaya yekurohwa kuri kuitwa vanhu nezuro kwakabuda nyaya yakaitika kumashonaland yakaita I think in kuHarare kumashonaland east if I'm not mistaken I have to verify my details but pane varume vakarohwa nepamusoro pekuti vanga vakapfeka kala yakafanana yangu neyangu yandakapfeka izvezvi yellow saka vari kutyira mhuri dzavo vari kutyira vana vavo vari kutyira varume vavo ivo vari kutyirawo upenyu hwavo kuti munhu zveshuwa shuwa ungarohwe here pamusana nokuti unosapota bato rakadai nokuti pamusana pekuti hausapoti ZANU-PF zvinhu zvinofanira zvichikurudzirwa munyika kuti munhu unofanira kufamba wakapfeka chaunoda usingarohwe nokuti pamusana peizvozvo
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can just tell us in English, what is your role? You're a young woman yourself. How are you encouraging other people to register to vote from here in the United States?
Absolutely. Thank you very much. So one of the things that we look at as a branch, there are various ways we help to participate in this electoral system. At the moment, we do what we call phone banking. Phone banking is when we call our friends and families who are in Zimbabwe and ask them, could you have they registered to vote? Are there any issues? So we document those issues. We remind them. We assist them in making sure that they are able to go to make in getting either their documents or in ensuring that they are able to go and register to vote. Zvakawanda wanda zvokuita face hanzvadzi dzedu dzekuZimbabwe. Vakawanda havasi kushanda. Vakawanda havana access to the important basic things. Saka izvozvo zvinoti isusu kuti tikwanise kuratidza kuasesa kuti chii chiri kunyatsoitika kuti mwana wemuZimbabwe atadze kuriritira mhuri yake. Saka zvinhu izvozvo zvatinge tichipusha kuti vanhu vanzwisise kuti pamuri ipapa hapasi kuita nepamusoro pekuti ZANU-PF iri kutadza kuita kuti nyika ive munhu yekuti munhu wese ashanduke. Saka tinoti kuti ushanduke wakufanira kutoti uregister to vote, uvote kuti mangwana ukwanise kuchengeta mhuri yako. Saka ndizvo zvatiri kutarisira kuti that we assist. We also assist, obviously, like I was, as I mentioned before, we've had stories of people being kidnapped, being beaten up, being tortured, simply because of their political party affiliate. And recently, we have a big star rally coming up on this weekend. And we've seen that the police clearance has certain restrictions that they do not give to the ruling party or party ya Monzora.
So, if I may just chime in, what are some of those restrictions that your party has been asked to adhere to? And Sai, you can chime in on this one.
So some of the things that I read was the issue like nyaya kuti vanhu vari kurambidzwa kuti vanotakurwa nemabhazi. Asisu takaona kuti zvonichipakaitika rally yekuZANU-PF mabhazi angakatowanda achitakura vanhu. Saka izvozvo zvinhu zvekuti unonyatsowanda kuti varuda kunyatsoti zvifambe senoti kana vari vanhu vari confident, if they are confident in their ability to retain the electoral voter, then they should not be afraid of having anyone campaign. Vari kuramba kuti they tishandise our own slogans kuti vanhu vaimbe, kuti vanhu vapfeke hembe dzine party yavo. Saka those things, as ivo pavakaita marali zavo, they did not have those restrictions. Kwanga kwakazara vanhu. So we're looking at fairness. Is ZEC documenting these things? What is it saying when it sees things? So when you see an institution like ZEC being quiet, when it clearly sees that laws are being unfairly distributed according to party lines, when they are in institution that's supposed to be not biased, you wonder what exactly are they standing for and what exactly is their mandate?
So I think you can chime in before I drop Tafaz and bring in your guest if she's around.
Yes, that's a very interesting observations there. But here in the diaspora, how can you say, what's your impact back home? How do you contribute to the developments happening now in Zimbabwe?
Thank you very much. So like I said, I'm a Zimbabwean. So just by that mere fact, Yeguti, I'm a Zimbabwean, there's certain rights that I have. Number one, I need to be able to vote. I need to be allowed to be voting as a diaspora because I am a Zimbabwean. And what impact am I doing? Being able to communicate with family and friends, letting them know that this is their right. And it's a right that's enabled in the Constitution. You should not be afraid to exercise your right. You should not be afraid to wear what your political party is a symbol of, what their brand is. So those are the things that we discuss. As you all know, like I said, right now we have people that were beaten because of wearing their party brand. So why would an organization want to execute, want to beat people because of those things? So I think those things, the fact that we are able to communicate and understand those issues and highlight those issues, Nehamadzelu, is very important. And also highlighting the irregularities which in the ZEC voters' roll, the issues and the its lack of accountability on some of these things.
Yes, and here in Washington, do you get to meet, are there a lot of Zimbabweans here whom you talk to and work with, or you also collaborate with some from other states?
Absolutely. So we don't live in a vacuum. So I'm part of a Zimbabwean community, and there are so many people that I live and work with. People, I've been here for a while. So we do interact, we do talk, we meet at various functions. I know Marvelous, I've seen her at different functions. I go to attend, we also collaborate as a branch here in North America. We are not just working in isolation. North America itself has many branches. So you have Texas. If you live in Texas, you can join the Texas branch. If you live in Georgia, if you live in Ohio, each state has its own branch of the CCC brand. So you have a network where you can be able to align with values that you feel are important to you.
Okay, that's very interesting. And what do you get from the people? Are the hopes high that the voter registration or the voting process will bring changes to the Zimbabwe?
What is concerning right now is the fact that ZEC has lost its credibility in a lot of people. People don't have confidence in it. We have had reports that show so many irregularities in the voters' roll. We have seen how it is mute on issues that are happening at the moment that will have an impact on election day. The fact that we can have members who are beaten and it does not address or call out those issues shows when it is an institution that is supposed to be keeping track of these human rights violations is also a concern that we have. Because when it comes on election day and people have questions on the credibility of the results, it is because of these things that are happening now as we get to prepare for the elections. So that is why we are calling up on ZEC, that it be a credible institution where when it finally calls out those results, people have faith and confidence in the way it would have acted and done its mandate.
Okay, very interesting there. And Mava, our other guest, will end up calling her because she's saying it says a Napo camera and it's not allowing her to come in. Right, so that means we'll have Cora Ndebele on the phone. I hope she will pick up now because she says she's fine on the phone. Otherwise, it would have been interesting to have her also on video. But let's just wait. She's there waiting for us. Yebo, iyasizwa. Ingani volume yakho iphansi. Ungazama ukuyikhweza iye phezulu. Oh, mana lami ngifake ku-speaker. Hayi, lami bengafakanga ku-speaker. Khuluma njalo. Uthi ngizwa ukuthi ngiyakuzwa. Oh, hayi. Ngiyaxolisa ngeyami iphansi. Khuluma njalo sizwe. Uzi-introduce ukuthi ibizo mbani.
Igama ngikhora Ndebele.
Usuzwakala. Ye, ungaqhubeka.
Ngiyabonga. Igama ngikhora Ndebele. Umhlali, isizalwane lomhlali wakoBulawayo.
Yes, ke sadlala uma bona kude wakho impiko wakho mfitshane lapha ukhuluma ngokuthi abantu beregister ukuvota lapha ezindlini. Ngakho sesizwile obekukuvideo. Esesingakubuza khona kathesi ukuthi uqhubeka njani umkhankaso wakho? Kulula yini ukukhuluma nabantu ungene ezindlini?
Umkhankaso siyaqhubeka ngawo, bengufuqa kakhulu lapha ku-social media. Abanye bafonela, ngizokubafonela. Abanye izakhamizi eziseduzane engiphila nazo, ngizibondelela ngikhuluma lazo ngamunye. Ikakhulu omama, yike ngibakhuthaza kakhulu ukuthi asifuqeni lo mkhankaso bomama, kube yithi esibona ukuthi iy'moli zethu zonke, abahlali bethu bonke ezindlini zethu babe registered.
Yebo ke, kodwa kahle kahle uqhuba njani? Uyaqoqoda ezindlini kumbe ukhuluma labantu ohlangana labo emgwaqweni?
Ngiyaqoqoda ezindlini kulabo engisondelane labo. Kose kufithi laba abanye kuhlangana labo emgwaqweni, umuntu singabuye sithole ithuba lokuxoxa, sengimtshela ngalo-ke ikhampeni.
Kodwa yamukelwa njani sikhuluma kanje? Ungasichazisela ukuthi kuyini oselikwenzile, abantu bathini, balitshelani kule ngxaki, kuhamba njani?
Abantu batsho ukubana umkhankaso bayawuzwa njalo bayazama kakhulu ukubana bakhuthaze izimuli zabo, bazifuqele izimuli zabo ukuthi ziyerejista ekuvoteni. Njalo bathi uhlupho abahlangana lalo ikakhulu ngabatsha, abatsha abavele batsho ukubana abasiboni isidingo sokubana bavote kumbe babe register, ngokuba bona babona ukubana uhlupho lolu esilalo ezweni lakithi eZimbabwe akula mihlupho. Kade abadala bevota sokusela ngo-1980 kuze kufike namhlanje, sebeluze ihope ekuvoteni. So kunzima kabi ukukhuthaza abatsha, kodwa ngalokhu-ke siyakhuthazana njengabazali ukubana abantwana okunye kakusadingi ukubana abe ne-reason yokubana arejiste. So kufuze nje wona njengomzali ube firm uthi umbonise ukubana ukuze ngiqhubeke nginawe lapha ekhaya siphilisa naye futhi make sure ukubana ube registered.
Uke wakhuluma njalo ngothe wena ngesiNgisi ngama-extreme measures ukuthi nxa konke sokwehlule kuyini ongenziwa ngabesifazane?
Ngithile ukubana kubomama ikakhulu yithi esifuqa lo mkhankaso i-household leyo. Nxa sokwehlule kubomama ngithe asithatheni ama-extreme measures awokuthi anti siqala sisakhuthazana sisazama ukubonisana sincengana, kodwa manxa sokhe sithola i-negative response ezindlini sokuze sithethe ama-extreme measures la okuthi manxa umama nxa engubaba esala ukurejista kungangcono ubaba umncithe icansi ungamniki ingubo. Umbonisa ukubana into leyo ofuna iyenze ukufuze ayenze ukuze la ube nenjabulo ekhaya, ube nenjabulo emzini wakho. Ngalokhu ngiza kuqhubeka ukumnikeza ucansi unenjabulo yena ubaba engekho registered. Ngalokhu-ke umama akathathe lawa ama-measures ukuthi atshela umyeni wakho ukubana nxa ungekho registered baba, ucansi kawuwutholi, ingubo kawuzitholi ukuze ubaba aze ayirejista. Nxa kungabantwana umzali, abantu bethu siyazi ukuthi abaningi abafika 8 days vele kabasebenzi, abaqhatshwanga, batshone emabrijini iningi labo kube bazama nje ukuziphilisa phandle, but kabakhona ukubana bazinakekele ngokuba akunamsebenzi lapha ekhaya elapha eZimbabwe. So sithe njengabomama make sure ukuthi cause ithe sibona ukubana umntwana udlile ugqokile, so asikwenzeni kube nzima emntaneni ukubana mebhathule ukudla lapha ekhaya, uvele uthi no dinner for you today because you're not registered. I can't continue ngukufida mntanami wena ungekho responsible. Because esifuna ukubabonisa khona abantwana ukuthi be responsible, because ukuze angatholi leyo msebenzi ufice ukuthi kushota ivoti la, ivoti lakhe liyadingakala, ukurestigesta kwakho kuyadingakala ukuze kutshintshe i-community, kutshintshe isizwe sonke nje jikelele. So siyakhuthaza umama ukubana sithathe those extreme measures. If worst comes to worst, take those extreme measures. Kubobaba no-sex endlini akubaba aze erejista aza kubonisele isiklipi sokuswaba serejistad ifuthi umama laye amjabulele ecansini. Abantwana ukudla aze kuthole umntwana, no dinner for you uze ubonise ubana urejista, even no breakfast ukuze umntwana abone ukubana umama ufuna into leyini. Njengomama singabe sithathe lawa ama-extreme measures, I know ukuthi kuzaba lezelo tolerance to non-registered voters with our homes.
Yes, ungasitshela ukuthi kambe lokhu kuyenzeka yini, akusoze kuhele yini kwabesifazane ukuthi umntwana lokhu ungamphakeli, lokhu engadli, ba kuyaze kuphethe ngani lecansini lapho kuyaphetha ngani nxa bengalaleli?
Hayi, indlala ibuhlungu. Sathatha lawo ma-measures indlala ibuhlungu, kambe sengingaze ngitshone ngendlala ilanga amabili amathathu ngokuba ngiyihlela nje kudobha isithupha sami nye lapho ukurejista khona ngiyerejista ngike ngithole isipipu ngithole umngani wami wokudla endlini. Kudlala ubuhlungu, umntwana ngavele kwenze kanye, uwenze kanye njengomama. Ngiyakholwa ukuba sasa kwakhona umntwana uyakuyerejista, uyavuya ekutshengiseni, uyavuya esenedobhi, angiyabelele ngendlala isisu sikhala sibushuku uyavukela ukusene thathe istopa zakhe ayiregister abezokubonisa ukubana seregister lawo mama semfakela sokusuka ukuthi ngabe ngoba bavele ulakalela selukhona selukuphezulu into engiyazi ukuthi ubaba laye angaze kuhlale insuku engazitholi ingubo ngoba ingubo ziqakathekile yiwo phela umuzi umama angabelekhiye khonapha ubaba uzezwa ubuhlungu uzabona heyi ukuze lakhekha ngibe nenjabulo lami ngithole imfanelo zami ufuze ngiyiregister uzahambe iyiregister abeyelesile ngoba ngitho nje ngithi la ngama-extreme measure i-last option esilayo njengabomama ukufuqa kubana kube ne-0 tolerance to non-registered voters itahoms.
Yebo ke singaya kulimi lwesiNgisi. If you can explain to us what your campaign, the registered voter campaign, is all about and how, why is it being spearheaded by women?
Okay, the Be a Registered Voter campaign is the campaign that I started as a woman, encouraging other women to join, other women to join me in this campaign. Our aim is to make sure that at household level, there is no tolerance to non-registered voters, because I observed with concern that the political parties and the civil society have tried its best to encourage people to go and register. But still, we find that the number of people that are registering and turning up to register is still low. Hence, we started this campaign as women to encourage each and every female member at household level to take this campaign seriously and make sure that there is no tolerance to non-registered voter at our homes. For every individual who is 18 years and above, who should be a responsible citizen and make sure that he or she register.
Yes, and who in particular are these who should be targeted in the home?
We should target our own children, our own family members. This includes children, our spouses, our husbands, our tenants, all who are residing at your residence or at your residence should all register.
Yes, tell us about the extreme measures. You said if all doesn't work out, women can resort to extreme measures.
Yes, the extreme measures that I'm talking about is like if you're a woman and you have children, those who are 18 years and above, if you've tried all ways and means of explaining to them the importance of being a registered voter and the response is still negative, then we have to take these extreme measures. For your children who are 18 years and above, let's not give them food. Just say there's no dinner for you today. Till you bring your registering slip that shows that you have registered and you are now appearing on the voter roll. Then for our husband, we are taking extreme measures of saying no sex till you become a responsible citizen and appear on the voter roll. Because I observed that as women, we are the only people who can push this campaign. We can go to those extreme measures that will force every family member to be a registered voter. For the tenants, again, just make sure that you say, no, I cannot take you. I cannot continue accommodating you at my house, even if you are paying rent. But you know, we are where we are today as a nation because of people who are irresponsible, who don't want to go and register, who don't want to be a voter. So just tell the tenant that if you don't register, then I will be left with no option but maybe to chase you out. So I know that tenants will make sure that they go and register because it's not easy to continue changing homes because even property end up getting destroyed. Mm-hmm. And for our husbands, I know they cannot stay long without sex. So they have no option but to abide by our demand as women.
Yes, and how practical is that? Do you think it can be carried on for a long time that the children say they are not eating at home or the husband, there's withdrawal of conjugal rights? And how exactly is this practical? And so far, what have people said about it during your campaign?
Okay, I think this is practical because I know very well that no one can go for a day or two. For our children, I know they won't go a day or two without food. So if you don't give them food for one night, I know that the following morning, they'll make sure that they wake up in the morning, carry their IDs and go and register. Simple as that. Then for our husbands, again, you know, they can't stay away from, we can't deny them their conjugal rights for knowing. I know if they stay away from it for a day or two, they'll make sure that they register. Because at the end of the day, they want to make us women, their wives, their loved ones, baby.
Okay, very interesting words then, Marvelous, from our guest, Cora Ndebele, a human rights activist and a resident in Bulawayo, with her Be a Registered Voter campaign. Over to you. Yes, stay on the line, Mrs. Ndebele, we're coming back to you.
Thank you so much. Apo tsangatsukunzwa isukubva kuna mai Cora Ndebele vari kutaura ivo kuti vane chirongwa chavari kukurudzira vanhu kuti vaende kunonyoresa kuvhota. Vari kuti pasi pechirongwa chavo ichi vari kukurudzira vanhu kuti kana muine maroja asina kuregista kuvhota, aiwa ngavadzinge. Vari kuti ivo zvakare vana baba ngavanyime bombe, hanzi vana kana vasina kuregista chikafu ngachiite chishoma, nekuti vari kuti ivo vanhu vakasaregista ndo zvinozoita kuti mangwana zvinhu zvisawanikwe zvichisanduka munyika. Saka ndokutaurawo kwavari kuita nemaonero avo. Asi tiri panyaya yemacampaigns anga ari kuitwaya, regai timbonzwa sevanhu vanga vachinzwawo zviri kutaurwa nasisitafadzwa Matinenga vari pano vakamirira bato reCCC. Regai tiende timbonzwa zviri kutaurwawo nevamwe vachange vakamirira bato reZANU PF kuepwek kuti vari kuti ivo zvii zvavachaunza munzvimbo iyoyi yeepwek.
To work for the party and to ensure a landslide victory come 26 March and also 2023. We're at the nomination court. Everything is going above board. We've submitted our documents. We'll come back in the afternoon to get our results. Well, actually, to get your name announced. So, but I think everything has gone smoothly as possible. We can't wait to leave this place. We want to hit the ground running. We want to deliver the promises that we gave to the people as we were campaigning. So I'm really excited and grateful to the people of Epwe for the support. I'm grateful to the president for his policy of saying we want everyone on board to vote. Thank you very much.
Apo tiri kunzwa mudzimai achange akamirira bato reZANU PF kunzvimbo yeepwek vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo kuti ivo zvii zvavari kufungidzira kuti vachaunza kubato ravo reZANU PF. Regai tinzwe zvakare kubva kuna vamwe vachange vakamirirawo bato reCCC munzvimbo yekwekwe muzvare Judith Tobaiwa vachitaurawo nesu kuti zvii zvavari kutarisira ivo kuti vachaunza kunzvimbo iyi. Zvaine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu muzvare Judith Tobaiwa, chiri pamwoyo penyu ndezvipi semumwe achange akamirira sangano reCCC mukwekwe Central?
Zviri pamwoyo pangu ndezvekuti tinochisandira mutemo nezviri kuitika mararamiro atiri kuita muno mukwekwe Central.
Zvinhinga mupinyi zvamuri kuona zviri kusangana nevanhu imomo ndezvipi?
Zvimwe zvacho ndeizvizvozvi zviri kutoitika zvamunoona sisi tichitaura kudai magetsi aende. Handizivi kuti chikonzero chaita kuti magetsi aende chii. Ndo zvimwe zvezvimwe zvinhu zvatinenge chida kunotarisa. Mukatarisa mukwekwe izvezvi, hatina mvura, tinotorarama nemvura yekunaya. Magetsi aenda, saka izvezvi hatizivi kuti torarama nei. Saka chimwe chechunhu chatinoda kunochinja kupariamendi, kana ndazopinda ini muzvare Judith Tobaiwa, ndinoda kunonzwisisa kumakurukota edu kuti chinomboita kuti magetsi aende chii. Nokuti isusu taimbofunga kuti kana tikange takuita zvekujusa, magetsi haachaendi. Zvino iko zvinezvi tiri kungojusa magetsi ari kuenda. Mvura chaiyo taifunga tikaisirwa mamita ekuti tijuse, mvura haiendi. But mvura iko zvino mukwekwe tatisina kana dambudziko rekuti mvura inoenda. But iko zvinezvi mvura yakutoenderana nemagetsi. Takutoverenga kuti kana magetsi akaenda nhasi, tobatawo kuti magetsi adi aenda. Saka takuverenga kuti mvura yakuenda in the next 2 days. Vana havasichaendi kana kuchikoro. Hachiyazivi kuti ndo korona here, korona yakarova kunyange nematicha here. Korona yakarova kunyange nekunodzidzira vana vedu. Zvakutishungurudza isusu muno muguta rekwekwe. Nekuda kwekuti muno muguta rekwekwe kunoitwa zvemining. Vana vazhinji vasingachaendi kuchikoro. Vakumhanyidzana kuenda kumakomba kunochera. Zvinova izvo rava dambudziko rakutiwandira kuti magetsi hatina, mvura hatina, vana vachaendi kuchikoro. Zvese zvakutiwandira. Torarama sei munzvimbo yekwekwe?
Tombotarisa pamataura panyaya yekorona. Yakamira sei imomo mukwekwe?
Muno mukwekwe mastatistics ekorona tinango yende, but chinondishamisa ndechekuti marali anoitwa zvikoro zvakavharwa. Zvinorevere kuti vanoenda kumarali havarohwi nekorona, asi vana vechikoro vari kunzi havaende kuchikoro. Muno mukwekwe kana tine vana vakambobatwa nekorona kuzvikoro, i1 or 2% yevana vakabatwa nezvikoro nekorona kuzvikoro. Asi kumarali hapana anobatwa nekorona, inongobata kuvana chete vari vachienda kuchikoro. Zvinova izvo zviri kutibata sevagari vemukwekwe, sevagari vevana vemuZimbabwe again. not kweke chete zviri kubata nyika yese asi mukweke chinoyene tirwadza ndechekuti mune nhau yezvekukorokoza vana vese vakutizira kuenda kunokorokoza uyezve mune nhau yemutoriro iri kusvitwa nevana nekuda kwefodya mbanje zvese zvakuitika muno vana they are now uncontrollable hachakwanisi kukontrola vana nekuda kwezvese izvozvo saka chikumbiro changu ndechekunoti kana hurumende ingatiwanirawo zvimwe zviri nani zvekuti vana vedu vadzokere kuzvikora vatipe protection yekuti vana vakwanise kudzokera kuchikoro kana vachikwanisa kupa protection vanhu vanoenda kumarani ngavachipewo protection kune vana vedu vaende kuzvikora
aiwa tinotenda
thank you so much
asi tisati taenda chitaurai zvakare muuye uchidze kuti vanhu vanovhotera papi semunhu ari kutsvaga uritsigiro kwamuri iko
muno mukwekwe tine macenters atinawo one izvezvi kune chirongwa chekurejista kuvhota chiri kutenderera nharaunda yese yekwekwe muzuva ranhasi nezuva rakapfuura rane zuro vanga vari mumasasa vari pamusha wezayoja church ndopanga pachirejistirwa kuvhota kwoitazve mangwana acho vanenge vari kuward 6 vachatenderera mawards ose vachirejista kuvhota uyezve kanazve takuenda kunovhota tichange tine masenders edu kwatinovhotera mukwekwe tine masenders 36 ekuvhotera so masenders iwayo ndo atange tichienda tichinovhota isusu bato rangu randinobva rinonzi CCC citizen coalition for change kuti zvinhu zvose zvishanduke magetsi ari kuenda mvura iri kushanduka zvese izvi tikwanise kuzvichinja hande tinovhotera muzvare Judith Robaiwa patCCC inotungamirwa naadvocate Nelson Chamisa citizen coalition for change
aiwa tinotenda aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa hurukuro yatakaita isu namuzvare Judith Robaiwa necitizens coalition for change vachitaura ivo kuti vari kusangana nezvimhinga mupinyi zvakati wandei semudzimai asi regai timbonzwa zvakare vadouglas monzura vanga vaine launchwo yavo yembc alliance sevanhu vanotema vasina kwavakarerekera kuti vanga vari kuti chii pamusoro peurongwa hwebato ravo
the signing of the unity accord ended the bloodletting in Machiavellian and the signing of the global political agreement ended the bloodletting that took place in 2008 so it stands to reason that we must put dialogue at the forefront of our political objectives and the political strategy. Sorry.
In this case, what kind of reforms are you looking forward to?
We are looking at both social, political, and economic reforms. On the economic reforms, we want to remove the dual and enclave nature of our economy. You will see that our economy Zimbabwe has got two economies. There is the economy of big business inherited from colonialism and so on, and the economy for the common man. So there is a dual enclave. We want to bridge that gap because it is a colonial legacy. We want equal access to national resources. We want equal access to opportunity. On the political front, we want reforms to remove the polarization in our society. We want electoral reforms, especially the diaspora vote. So there are a number of reforms that we are going to have. And we have a document as the MPC team which spells out these reforms in detail.
In this case, how will dialogue help in attaining
it has helped before. It has worked before. I remember in 2008, in 2009, up to 2018, we were negotiating the constitution. And how we resolved certain of the issues in the constitution was via dialogue. So it has worked before. The ending of the hostilities was dealt with through Jomik, and that was dialogue. Gone are the days where Zimbabweans must live in polarization. We want Zimbabweans to appreciate that it is all right to belong to different political parties. It mustn't be a matter of life and death. Today we are very happy. ZANU-PF have had their meeting. We are having our meeting and there is relative peace. That's what we want. We were appalled yesterday during our car rally when one of the political parties tried to disturb that. And we didn't retaliate because they were trying to engage us in a race to the bottom. And we are not going to do that. But we want Zimbabweans to be free to pursue whatever political agenda they have.
Speaking of dialogue with Zimbabwe, given the opportunity, would you form a unity government with Zimbabwe?
I am unable to tell what the result of the dialogue will be, what the outcome of the dialogue will be.
Aiwa apo tiri kunzwa isu kubva kuna vaDouglas Monzora vanga vari kutaura ivo pane musangano wavakaitawo nebato ravo reMPC ravanga vachitaurawo kuti ivo vari kuda kuti pawanikwe ipo pane nhaurirano nezvimwe zvakadaro. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti tichimbotarisa zvanga zviri kutaurwa nebato reCCC pamusangano wo wavakaita nezuro vachitaurawo maonero avo nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika.
Activities and development in the entire party politic of our country in relation to the electoral process, the by-election, as it was declared for the 26th of March, 2022. So we deployed a team of experts as an alternative to look into the following issues. Number one, we looked into the voters' roll. You know that the voters' roll is an area of contestation. We highlight this in our reform agenda as an alternative, that there are seven critical issues that we made the world aware of, that we think are critical if we hold free, fair, and credible elections.
Aiwa apo tiri kunzwa kubva kubato reCCC vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo pamamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya yevoter registration nezvimwe panyaya dzemaelections nezvimwe. Netitada kusvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu regai tiunze sister, you can go ahead.
Yebo ke lapho ke sizwe umkhokheli webandla ke ele MDC Alliance lele MDCT umnomzana Douglas Monzora ke ube khuluma ngomkhankaso wabo. Kwathi ke ele CCC umnomzana Gift sizivala bakhuluma ngokunye sezwa nje okuningi. Siyabona ukuthi kathi sokuyisikhathi sokukhankasela ukhetho, ngakho kuningi ke abantu abakukhulumayo nabakubonayo nezimbangazwe ezikhona. Kodwa thina lapha ke siphethe udaba lomkhankaso wokuthi abantu bebhalisele ukuvota ngoba kulo hlelo lo lokuthiwa i-delimitation exercise olunciphisa indawo abantu abalazo nxa inani lababhalisileyo liphansi. Yikho esixoxa ngakho lapha nonkosikazi Cora Ndebele olwela ilungelo loluntu umhlali wakobulawayo, sichasile ukuthi bakhuthaza njani abantu bezigabeni zemaNdebeleni ukuthi besukumele phezulu bavote. Sesilayo njalo ecingweni unkosikazi Ndebele. Ye, ungasitshela ukuthi ekubhaliseni lapho abanye bebekhala ngokuthi kule ngxaki, abalasithupha, abalancwadi zokuzalwa, abalalokhu nalokhuya, libacebisa lithini?
Baningi abantu abakhalayo ngokuthi abalazingwalo ezifanele ukubana bayirejista. Njengezinye izingwalo ezifana labo-proof of residence, i-birth certificate kumbe isithupha. So kulaba abangala i-proof of residence yaba-assista, kulama-lawyers amanye esebenzisana lawo ahlezi nje eseduzane, kulama-commissioners hlezi eseduzane singongela proof of residence yakwenzela i-administrative proof of residence uthi urejiste. Then bese kuzobala la abangala ama-birth abo, siyakhuthaza ukuthi behambe komsithedi bayemake sure ukuthi bayathola lawo ma-birth certificate ezithupha. Loba nje bekhala ngokuthi ama-line angikhona kunzima ele ezithupheni abantu bakhona baningi kakhulu ngoba siyabona ukuthi kwaba nohlelo uhlupho lwe-COVID olenza ukubona bezithupha bake bemi ukuthatha. Ngaleyo ndlela abantu abaningi especially abantwana abafikise 18 years bafisa ukurejista but abalazithupha. Ngalokhu siyabakhuthaza ukubana bahambe endaweni bafinyele endaweni eziseduzane labo makubulaya lapha kuhospitali nabe-child court bethatha lezo zithupha. Ngaleko silokhu sizama ukukhulumisana labo abaziki ukuthi manxa laba kuhamba lolu hlelo luhamba lokuthi abantu barejiste elusondeni olufinyelela ngezigaba yezigaba eduzane nabantu ukuze abantu barejiste umqase mhlaka-3 kufina mhlaka-28 besizama ukubakhuthaza nokuba ubonisana nabo ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi xa kuhamba kulaba abarejistisayo kube lalaba laba abayisithupha ukuze umntwana ongalasithupha ole-8 days ahle thathe isithupha eqeda lapha ahlereji. Lokuyenza uba nomsebenzi lo kube lula njalo kuyayenza ukuthi abantu abaningi barejiste kalula bengabi lobunzima.
Yes, selike laxoxisana yini le nhlanganiso yeZEC kumbe iofisi kamsithele ngalolo da?
Sikaxoxisana nabeZEC sibabonisa kubana ukuze le iprogram le ibe efficient njalo iphumelele kalula yikuthi manxa behambisani behamba kona kube nale abesithukela babe khona ukuze ose kuthatha isithupha ahlethe ahlerethe besibonzayo labo abazeki ukuthi because ngekhala bethu abantu ayi-turn out abantu ababuya bezorejista intuthwana besibonto abaningi njalo bathelayo kusiba nzima ukuthi bafinyele noba bengalazo izithupha kuzakhuthaza yikibo sabonisana labo ukuthi kabalayeze ne-hofisi yabesithukeli yabesithukeli ukuthi kube nesitulo sabantu abathatha isithupha kube nesitulo sabantu abarejistayo ku-every registration center.
Okay, we are coming to the end of our show. What's your last word? Lakho elokugcina ongalichiyela abantu ukuthi benzeni ngohlelo lo lokubhalisela ukuvota. Sikunika umzuzu.
Okay. Okay. Engakwenza ukukhuthaza abantu ukuthi sicela bephakamele uhlelo lelo leluphezulu. Ngikhuthaza a thousand of leyo because iprogram le iberegisat vota campaign le siqalileyo ivele ifuna a thousand of leyo. Sithe 0 to young registered voter 8,000 level. So sizama ukukhuthaza abantu ukuthi one informed member 8,000 level should make a difference. Should make sure ukuthi ifamily yonke abangekhaya bonke bayarejista. Nxa engubaba umama enganeyadonda kakhuthaze umama ukuthi ahambe erejista. Nxa engumntwana erejista labazali benokudoda bakhuthaze abazali ukubana behambe beyerejista. Nxa kungumama njalo baba lemboti bangarejistanga abakhuthaze abaningi bahambe beyerejista. Nxa kulilojala balikhuthaze ibhini umnikazi wendlu ukuthi ayirejista. Singavesi uphakamele luhlelo ethawuzodela kuzayenza ukubana wonke umuntu abe rejista lama namba yethu angezele. Delimitation exercise le sikhangelela ubana ebuyayo maybe ingayenza ubana singezele amasithi ema-constituents njengobulawayo njengamatshelelelei.
Ye, kuyezwakala. Sibongile ume khonapha ecingweni, sinika omunye ithuba lokuvalelisa.
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvapo ndatirikunzwa vari kutaura amai Cora Ndebele vachitaurawo ivo panyaya yekukosha kwakaita kuti vanhu vanyorese kuvhota. Regai tichipedzisa naTafadzwa Matinenga webato reCCC. Motitauro imi mazwenye kupedzisira kuti zvii zvamungada kuti vanhu vazive pamusoro pemusangano wenyu wamuchange muinawo nemusi weshumba.
Isusu tikuramba tichikurudzira kuti vanhu ngavaende neuwandu hwavo vaende vanonzwa kuti mukuru wedu wepati wapurezidendi Chamisa vanenge vachitaura kuzvakadii uye kuti vasimudzire musangano wavo. Saka ndinuru kukurudzira kuzvinichi vanhu vaende nouwandu hwavo. Ende ndiri kufara chaizvo nezvandazvitaura nasisi vangu sisi Ndebele. Zvari kuratidza kuzvinichi vadzimai vari kushungurudzwa. Kana wakuona mudzimai akutaura zvaari kutaura so zvinoreva kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Saka vanhu ngatiitei zviri kuita zviite kuti upenyu hwedu nezvinhu zvemumba medu zvishanduke. Ende kuti zvinhu zvishanduke munhu uri kufanira kurejista kuvhota. I think wataura mazwi akasimba kwazvo kuti kana wakuona wakunzi zvonichi hauchakwanisi kupa murume wako bota nenyaya yekurejista kuvhota. Zvinhu zvatoipaka mumba. Saka tikutaura kuzvonichi vanhu vari kunzwisisa ende madzimai ndo vanhu vari kushungurudzwa nekuti chinhu chakaoma kuti uzoona kuti wakuomesera murume wako.
Aiwa, tatiri ipapo regai tibva tatoti tinokutendai chaizvo muzvare Tafadzwa Matinenga kunge manga muine nesu. Tozosangana nemi zvakare munguva inotevera. Muve nezuva rakanaka. We've come to the end of our program star. So maybe if you can just thank our guests before we round off.
Yes, mava sibonge njalo nonkosikazi Cora Ndebele olwela ilungelo loluntu umhlali wakobulawayo ngohlelo lakho obesichasela ngohlelo lakho luthi be registered voter campaign olivalelisayo. Yimi usithandekile Mhlanga, ngisithi sidibaneni njalo uhlelo olufanayo ngolwesine ngeviki ezayo.
Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanga nyakuye ndiri muWashington ndichiti muve nezuva rakanaka.